enjoying my time in Whitefish, Montana last week when I saw the jobs report come out, and I said, wow, look at that. Adding almost 5 million jobs, the unemployment rate slides to 11.1%. Good news for the economy, a V-shaped recovery. Then yesterday, I'm noticing the Dow went up more than 450 points. NASDAQ sets an all-new record close for numbers. The economy fighting to come back from this self-inflicted wound known as the pandemic. Join me now, Grover Norquist, Americans for Tax Reform's president. It's been a strange July. Grover, welcome back.
It has been good news on the jobs front, and the stock market says things are looking better.
Now, I see it's getting better, but you keep seeing people clamoring on the mainstream media and elsewhere about the surge in virus, the surge in virus. I keep looking at the numbers, and I find a surge in positive cases, but I don't find a giant surge in hospitalizations or ICU admissions, none of that. In fact, Georgia yesterday had 18 deaths. Michigan had 3. Florida's at about the same place it was a month ago when it comes to hospitalizations. In Arizona, the numbers are actually down from a week ago and from a month ago. So there's all this hysteria about an increase in the number of cases, but it appears to be fairly meaningless because people aren't going into the hospital. Correct me if I'm wrong.
What we're going through is the establishment press told us that we had to shut the whole economy down. They told us everybody was susceptible, not just older people. Instead of protecting nursing homes and hospitals and so on, they wanted to keep young people home and not at work and not at school. They made a big mistake. The CDC said that they would be the monopoly. Only they could do testing kits. We spent 6 weeks waiting for them to get a testing kit going. The one they came up with didn't work. Then we allowed other structures and institutions, private sector, universities to do testing kits, and they were done properly and well. But we were delayed by the government's monopoly, the CDC, the guy Fauci, who tells you he knows what he's doing.
Right.
His crew let this happen and gave us a six-week delay. So everything the left said would happen didn't. Everything they said would fix things didn't. And now we have 50 states. Some states are opening more rapidly than others. Some states, like New York, put infected people in nursing homes and thousands died.
That's right.
The press did not want that.
Yeah.
And they also don't want to talk. Yeah.
In fact, I want to jump in there, Grover, because you make a great point. When it comes to the level of fatalities, there were 5 states total that ordered COVID-19 positive patients into nursing homes. When my mother was in a nursing home, if I was sick, you would call and say, Mom, you know, I can't come today. Pretty simple stuff. You didn't go visit Mom at the nursing home if you weren't feeling well, even a cold, certainly not the flu. And if you're COVID-19 positive, it would be a death sentence for people on the inside. We know that. And yet 5 states did it, including New York, New Jersey, and Michigan, all of which have the highest death rates in America. Is there cause and effect? It certainly looks that way from where I stand.
Well, there's certainly the effect of putting people who are positive, who have the disease, the virus, and putting them into old folks' homes, nursing homes. People died as a result, thousands. These are 3 significant Democratic governors. And the press holds them up. And you can see the New York press explaining how Cuomo did everything wrong because as they test 20-year-olds, and more of them in Florida now have it, partially because you're testing more, also because 20-year-olds are going to, eventually this disease spreads. The whole point, we were told by Fauci, was to bend the curve down so that it didn't spike all at once. That's why they keep saying every increase is a spike. You know, spikes are big things. They're not. It's not a 2% increase, it's not a spike. But they told us that the goal was, you don't want 100 people showing up at a hospital with 50 respirators.
That's
that
right.
Happened in Italy.
And we were able to do that. We were able to control the spread. We didn't have a plan that nobody was going to get it. And we were just trying to spread it out over time, which clearly we have done. And so now we open places back up. Hospitals are not overwhelmed in Florida or New York or Michigan or Georgia or Arizona or California. It's not the case. So we have changed the trajectory of the cases and how fast they came, or we haven't. But the fact of the matter is that's what's resulted. And so why are we not opening up?
In 1984, Reagan was president. Every year, every month, they would announce more jobs and lower unemployment. And that they would say, today unemployment fell, 300,000 jobs were correct, but, and then they would go to some sub-segment, you know, women are not getting jobs as quickly as men. Or then the next month, it's an ethnic group or something. They would go to the number that was less good, not even negative, just less good than the other numbers. They would change every month because overall, everything was getting better. And that's what the establishment press does on this. They cherry pick the number that they can say is going up, even though they told us months ago this was not an interesting or an important number.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Where I live here in Michigan, Grover, dozens of restaurants closed permanently. Gyms are gone. Other businesses out of business permanently. These are jobs that are lost. They're not coming back. And it's sad. It's depressing because we do know that poverty kills. We do know that poverty creates long-term problems with alcohol abuse and drug abuse and suicide and depression. We know all of those things, and yet the Democrats seem perfectly content with that. And if Joe Biden wins on the 3rd of November, I think they'll declare COVID cured on the 4th of November. I'll give you the last word.
Well, it's going to get worse. If Biden gets elected, he will cut in half your per-child tax credit for a median-income family of four. It's a $2,000 tax increase every year going into the future. He'll cut your standard exemption in half for a family. He takes everybody's rates up in the country. And for businesses, he wants to take your business taxes up higher than communist China's.
Yeah.
Sometimes he says 35, sometimes he says 28, but higher than communist China. That tax set of policies will be a disaster. And the stock market must not think he's actually going to win or would be more unhappy.
That's, you know, I actually made that point to a friend of mine who is in that sector. He agreed yesterday. Grover, thank you as always. Grover Norquist, Americans for Tax Reform. Great guest and a great contributor. Thank you as always.
Take care.
Quick break from the No Panic Zone.